about earlier. Mm-hmm. Those are, you know, very valuable in my kitchen cabinet, and I love this variety. It's hard for me to find those seeds anymore. And these particular seeds have been growing here in my Madhow Valley garden for 16 years. So that's a nice little strain I've got going, and it's very valuable to me today to make sure I get that particular seed out and stored. So
when you save seed, uh-huh. I'm presuming that you sort of zero in on the plants that are fitting whatever parameters you've got, like they mature early or they're prolific or something. Do you find that they just kind of get a little better each time you sort of winnow it down like that?
You know, I do think they do, and I think that if you talk to a biologist or something, they would actually tell you that, you know, the genetic structure of the plant tends to, you know, form to its little microenvironment there.
Mm-hmm.
So year after year when you save these seeds, that's what's so wonderful about them, is they learn to grow in our Madhow Valley climate, and then they thrive here, and they're strong, and they're, you know, they work for you. You know you've got something that's going to be successful for you. And, you know, as our world gets a little tentative out there, it's always good to have these important things in our pantry. Seeds, you know, are so vital to agriculture in the long term, and here, mm-hmm. you know, in our own private gardens. So I find it very fulfilling to do a little bit of that seed saving.